Mother.
The Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
They say that youngsters ought never grow up because when they're young, they're happy. However, teenage boys like Henry Aldrich may be happy, all right, but that isn't the whole story. The scene opens in the Aldrich kitchen.
Hey, Henry, I'm here.
Homer, is that you? See, was I been trying to get in touch with you?
Listen, Henry, have you got anything in the house worth eating?
Eating, Homer? Look, did you see Kathleen at school today?
Yeah, sure.
Did she happen to mention my name by any chance?
I don't know whether she mentioned your name. I had enough troubles today. Boy, do you know how much time I had for lunch?
Well, all I know is, Homer, something's happened.
And then Mr. Nelson caught me with a piece of pie hidden in my chemistry lab table.
Henry, could you see us at the front door, please?
Yes, Mother, I'm going to the door. Homer, would you be willing to do something for me? Here's a box of flowers for Aldrich.
For Aldrich?
Gee whiz.
You Aldrich?
Sure, thanks very much.
Okay.
Gee whiz, Henry, who's sending you flowers?
Now listen, Homer. My mother baked some cookies today, I think. And if you could do a little something for me, I might be able to get you a cup.
But what is it you want me to do?
Well, first, Kathleen won't speak to me. She wouldn't speak to me all day.
What kind are they, Henry? Do they have raisins in them?
Raisins in what?
I thought your mother made some cookies.
Henry, who was out at the door?
Nothing, Mother. It was just a box for you. Homer, will you please put in a phone call to Kathleen and just accidentally ask her why she sore at me?
Well, first, let's see the cookies.
All right, Homer, all right.
Henry, what's in the box?
I'm bringing it, Mother. Homer, you stay where you are.
If she has more than one kind, I'd like to see both.
Here, Mother, it isn't anything, just some flowers.
Oh, my goodness, flowers? For me?
Sure. Hello, Aunt Harriet.
Hello, Henry. Well, Alice, who's sending you flowers?
Mother, could I take a plate of cookies in the Homer, please?
A plate?
I won't break it. He's going to put in a phone call for me.
Dear, you may take a cookie into him if you'd like to, but you may not take a plate full.
But, Mother, he had trouble with his pie in chemistry.
What's that?
Hey, Henry, tell your mother that if she'd like to have me, I can also stay for supper.
Henry, take the cookie jar to Homer and please hurry.
Yes, Mother, sure, and thanks very much.
Alice, what kind of flowers are they?
Why, they're red roses.
You don't say.
Aren't they lovely? And, Harriet, look at the card.
Yes, who are they from?
Why, isn't that nice?
Who are they from?
Well, isn't that nice?
Alice, let me see that card.
Look, Harriet, it says, from your loving husband.
Who's he?
Oh, Sam.
Sam sent you those?
Of course.
I know, but why?
Well, because, Harriet, why not? He might have sent them for any number of reasons. When's Mother's Day, this year?
Mother, Homer wanted me to tell you those cookies were very good and... Boy, who sent you the flowers?
Your father, dear.
He did? Why?
Why? Now, Henry.
Hey, Henry.
I'm coming, Homer.
Alice, if I see Sam today, I'll make it a point to ask him why.
Hurry up, Henry. What's Kathleen's number again?
Elm 344. When she answers, are you going to do what I suggested?
Sure I am. I won't have any trouble.
Listen, Homer, you can't go on eating cookies while you're talking to Kathleen.
Number, please.
Elm 344. Henry, bring those cookies back, darn you.
I beg your pardon?
No, not you. Elm 344.
Thank you.
Homer, there are plenty of cookies. The important thing is to find out why Kathleen's mad at me.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Kathleen Anderson?
Yes.
Well, this is Charlie.
Who?
Charlie Carr. Don't you remember?
Oh, hello.
I just called to see how... It's a nice day, isn't it?
Yes, Charlie, do you have a cold?
Wait, a little, you might say. How are you and Henry?
What's that?
Oh, I'm not asking, you understand. Henry's such a nice guy, I was just wondering.
Henry is? Do you think so? Well, I'll tell you what I think of Henry Aldrich.
Why?
I think he's... Do you know what he did? Do you know what he...
Yes, go on. What do you want, Kathleen? What do you want? Kathleen? Where'd she go?
Homer, what'd she say? What'd she say?
Hello? We were disconnected. Operator, gee whiz.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
Who are you phoning, Kathleen?
Oh, Mother, I was just talking with Charlie Clark, and we were cut off, and I thought I'd better call him back. Hello?
Number, please.
Why, Elm 889.
Elm 889?
Kathleen, I didn't know you liked Charlie Clark.
Oh, Mother, he's perfectly nice.
Hello?
Hello, Charlie. My goodness, I'm awfully sorry.
What's that?
I'm sorry we were cut off.
Who is this?
Well, Charlie, who do you think it is? It's Kathleen.
Kathleen? Oh, gee whiz, how have you been?
Why, fine. Your cold certainly sounds better.
My cold? I haven't got a cold.
Isn't this Charlie Clark?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness, if I'd known you weren't interested in what I started to tell you, I wouldn't have called you back.
When was this?
Charlie, wasn't I talking with you a few minutes ago?
No.
I wasn't. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
But I'm awfully glad to hear your voice, though.
Oh, that's all right. Just forget the whole thing, Charlie.
Well, look, are you doing anything?
No, not especially.
Well, do you mind if I come over? I'm sort of fed up with all the women here at my house.
Well, all right.
Okay, I'll be seeing you right away.
Okay, goodbye. Mother?
Yes, Kathleen?
Mother, I just had the most embarrassing thing happen to me. I nearly died.
What happened?
Well, I started to tell something to somebody I thought was Charlie Clark. And it wasn't Charlie Clark because I was just talking to Charlie Clark.
What, Kathleen?
My goodness, I'm certainly glad I didn't tell him what I thought of Henry.
What's happened to Henry?
Oh, nothing, Mother, nothing. Only if there's one thing I can't stand, it's somebody that's stuck up.
Now, dear.
Mother, he was standing right there in the school corridor before Latin. And I came along and I said, hello, Henry. He just went right on talking to Virginia Lee.
Now, Kathleen, I'm sure Henry likes you just as well as he likes Virginia Lee.
Mother, I don't care whether he likes me. Whatever gave you an idea like that? Well, just a minute while I answer the telephone.
Well, I think you ought to make up with him.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kathleen?
Yes.
Well, gee whiz, I've been trying to get you ever since we were cut off.
Who is this?
This is still Charlie.
Charlie who?
Charlie Clark, don't you remember? You were just going to tell me about what you thought of Henry.
Oh, where are you phoning from?
Why, from home.
I see. Is your cold worse?
No. Don't you think Henry's a nice guy, though?
No, just a minute. I better see who's at the front door.
All right.
Don't hang up, Charlie. I'll be right back.
Hi, Kathleen.
Charlie, are you here already? Look, I want you to go to the phone.
Who, me? Well, why? Who's on there?
It's Charlie Clark.
Who?
Charlie, it isn't really Charlie. It's somebody that says he's you. And do you know who I think it is?
Who is it? Who is it?
I think it's Homer Brown. You know how he always sounds as though he had pneumonia?
And he says he's me? Let me talk to him. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
It's Charlie Clark. I mean, who is this?
Charlie Clark.
Who? Oh, gee whiz.
Alice, are you home?
Yes, Harriet.
I found out, Alice.
Really? What's happened?
You found out what? Why Sam sent the roses. I knew there was something behind it all the time.
What's that?
I made out I was talking about something else. And then I just happened to say, those were nice roses you sent Alice. And he said, did she like them? And I said, Sam, how'd you happen to send them? And then, Alice, then...
What did he say?
He hedged.
He what?
He said he simply felt like sending you some flowers. And then he changed the subject.
Well, Harriet, what's wrong with that?
Alice, sometimes I think I know Sam better than you do. Can't you see there's something behind it?
Did he by any chance mention next Sunday?
Next Sunday?
Harriet, we're supposed to go to a luncheon at the Tompkins. And Sam doesn't care much for the Tompkins. And I think he'd rather play golf.
Alice, that's it. I could tell from the way he talked. No matter what I said to him, he just looked uncomfortable.
He did.
Mother, do you have anything you could spare besides cookies?
Henry, your mother and I are discussing something.
But Aunt Harriet, Homer's upset, and I thought maybe a piece of pie or something could calm him down.
Henry, I'm sorry, but Homer has eaten practically everything I have in this kitchen. Now, please get out.
Yes, Mother. Homer!
Listen, Henry, won't you please do as I ask?
No, Homer.
Didn't I just do a favor for you?
Sure. And look what happened.
Well, could I help it? How was I to know Charlie Clark was going to be over at Kathleen's house?
And that's another thing. Before you hung up, you should have asked him what right he had being there.
Okay, Henry, okay. But Charlie said he was going to try to get even with me.
Homer, you mean you're afraid of him?
No, I'm not afraid of him. But I'm asking you, Henry, like a gentleman, to go to the phone and call Charlie and tell him the whole thing was a joke that you thought of.
Didn't Kathleen tell you anything?
About what?
About why she won't speak to me.
Henry, are you trying to change the subject?
Homer.
What's the matter?
The candy store. I just happen to remember. Sure, it's the candy store.
You mean you bought some candy, Henry?
Don't you realize, Homer, that I sent Kathleen a box of candy up, and she never even thanked me for it.
Well, so what?
She probably didn't get it. That's why she isn't speaking to me. Listen, Homer, will you go to the phone and call her and ask her whether she got it?
Oh, no, Henry. Oh, no. I'm not going to get mixed up in anything more for you.
Okay, then. I know who I can get to phone her.
Who?
Never mind. I'm going downtown.
Didn't you send the box to Virginia Lee, too?
Sure I did. But Kathleen doesn't know I did. Come on, Homer.
Okay. But where is it I'm following you to?
Hello there, Sam Ulrich.
Oh, Bendis. Come in, come in.
Well, I wondered whether I'd find you here at the office. How are you?
Fine. How's your wife and Kathleen?
Couldn't be better. Sam, this isn't what I came in to talk to you about, but who are you sending flowers to?
What's that?
I saw you going to the florist shop this morning. You can't get away with anything, Sam.
Oh, I just happened to be going by the place, and it was a nice morning, and I saw some roses in the window, so I decided to send some up to Alice.
Oh, yes? You sure that's the only reason?
Matter of fact, Alice's sister Harriet asked me the same thing a little while ago.
Well, now that I think of it, maybe I'll send some to Betty. Here's what I want to ask you, Sam. How about a little golf next Sunday afternoon?
I can't, Bob. I have to go to that luncheon with my wife.
Next Sunday? Is that luncheon next Sunday? Sam, how did I happen to forget that? How about our skipping that luncheon?
No, Bob, I promised Alice. No, I can't do that.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Kathleen Anderson?
Yes.
This is Johnson's Candy Kitchen. A young fellow was in here a while ago. He wanted me to call you and ask whether you got that box of candy.
What box of candy?
Sent it to your house, didn't you get it?
Oh, yes, I got it. It was the shape of a heart.
Yeah.
But I never knew who sent it. There wasn't any card in it.
Well, let's see. He said his name was... What do you know about that? I don't seem to remember it.
Can't you tell me what he looked like?
Well, I guess he came up to about here on me, and he looked awfully worried.
He did?
As a matter of fact, would his name have been Aldrich?
Aldrich? Henry Aldrich?
Yeah, that was it.
Really? Honestly, did Henry send me that box of candy?
Yeah.
My goodness, he did? Oh, my, if I'd only known, I guess he'll think I'm terrible.
Yeah, and while you're on the phone, could you tell me if the other girl got hers?
What's that?
He sent the same kind of a box to somebody by the name of Virginia Lee. I wondered whether you knew whether she got it.
Henry sent one to...
Yeah, do you know whether she got it?
Well, I really couldn't say. Goodbye.
Henry, is that you in the living room?
Yes, Father.
Henry, what's the matter with your mother?
What's that, Father?
I was just wondering... Well, maybe it was just my imagination.
Why, Father?
Nothing. When I spoke to her, I guess she didn't hear me.
Hey, Henry, let me in. Let me in quick.
Gee whiz, is that Homer at the front door?
Henry, let me in. Hey, Henry.
I'm coming, Homer. Hold your horses. What's the matter?
Quick, close the door.
Why?
Oh, boy. Was that a close call? Do you know who just chased me up the street?
Who?
Charlie Clark.
Gee whiz, what'd you run away from him for?
Why do you think he was carrying a hockey stick?
Are you afraid of him?
No, I'm not. But my father said the first time I get into another fight, no matter whose fault it is, I get my allowance cut off for a month.
Why?
I don't know why. I guess there's just been too much fighting in our family.
Well, listen, Homer. I just talked to Johnson's Candy Kitchen, and everything's okay.
What do you mean?
Well, she didn't know I said it.
Oh, boy, Henry. Oh, boy, is that Charlie at the door?
It is?
Well, look, Henry, I think I'll step into the living room.
Henry, let me in.
Who is it?
Who do you think? Tell Homer to come out here.
Now, listen, Charlie. You get away from here. Go on.
Why should I?
Charlie, I'm going to call my father.
You're going to call who?
My father. Who do you think I'd call?
Okay, Henry. Okay, you wait. I'll get even with you, too.
I dare you to.
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Is somebody at the front door?
Why, just in the way there is. But he seems to have gone now.
Where's your father?
I'm right here in the living room, Alice.
Sam, I want to have a talk with you.
Yes? Something on your mind?
Sam, first of all, naturally, I... Homer, would you mind leaving the room, please?
Why, Mrs. Aldrich? Is there anybody in the front hall? I mean, besides Henry?
No, dear.
Oh, then I'd be very glad to go.
I beg your pardon.
It's all right, Sam. Are you going to stay?
Nothing. You go ahead.
Oh, I appreciate you sending me those roses.
Oh, you got them?
Yes, dear. Of course I got them.
That's good. When I saw you in the kitchen, you didn't mention them, and I thought perhaps...
Sam, the only reason I didn't mention them was because I was trying to get dinner started.
Well, were they the right color?
Yes, I told you. They were lovely.
Well, that's fine.
Sam, is there anything wrong?
Wrong, Alice?
Yes, Sam, because if there is, you might just as well come out and tell me and get it off your mind.
Alice, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Have you forgotten what you told Harriet?
Harriet?
When did I tell Harriet anything?
Well, Sam, if you can't remember, I'm certainly not going to remind you.
Now, Alice...
Excuse me, Mrs. Aldrich, but could I just get my cap and then beat it?
Yes, Homer, of course. You're not interrupting anything.
Well, that's all right, Mrs. Aldrich. You're not bothering me either. Hey, Henry.
Alice, what's on your mind?
Henry.
What, Homer? I'm putting in a phone call.
On second thought, Henry, I think I'll wait a few minutes longer before I go home.
Well, look, Homer, would you mind getting out of the hall here? I want to have a confidential talk with somebody.
Well, gee whiz, of all the ways to treat a guest. What's the matter with everybody? Hello?
Is this Kathleen?
Yes, who's this?
Gee, who do you think? It's Henry.
Oh, hello.
You know, Kathleen, I wondered what the trouble was until I... Boy, am I glad I got in touch with Johnson's Candy Kitchen.
What? Oh, yes, it was very good candy, Henry. I suppose I should thank you.
What's that?
May I ask how Virginia Lee is?
Virginia Lee?
I don't see why you call me. I should think you'd much rather call Virginia.
Kathleen, I don't know what you're... Oh, gee whiz, who told you about that?
Oh, no one in particular. I have many sources of information.
Well, I just want to say, Kathleen, that the reports that are going around school that I kissed her at her party last night are totally unfounded.
Oh, you kissed her?
No. Gee whiz, all I did was sit out one dance with her on her back porch.
Oh, so you took her out on the back porch.
Now, wait, Kathleen, all I'm trying to do is explain.
You don't have to explain a thing. Goodbye.
But Kathleen, oh, gee whiz.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
I'm on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in you. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care, for one lover's prayer, for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart, all for you. Thank you.
Back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry has been spending the day trying to find out why Kathleen won't speak to him. Hoping to get some information on the subject, Homer phoned her, trying to disguise his voice as Charlie Clark's, just as Charlie Clark walked into Kathleen's house. The scene opens several hours later in the Aldrich living room.
What's the matter, Henry?
Nothing, Father, nothing.
You're quite sure everything's the way it should be?
Sure. Gee whiz, why do you ask that?
No reason. I just happened to notice at dinner you didn't eat a great deal, and I wondered...
Well, as a matter of fact, you didn't seem to eat much either, Father.
I simply wasn't hungry.
Well, look, could you tell me something?
I'll try to.
Naturally, everything's going fine for you and Mother now. But you're married.
What's that?
But before you were married. I mean, have girls always been as much trouble as they are now?
That would be a matter of personal opinion.
Well, when they are, what do?
Why, you take the bull by the horns and find out what's the matter and sort of talk it out. And then everything's all right.
Is that what you always do?
Well, yes, in a way.
Gee, that's what I've tried. I phoned Kathleen a couple of times, Father.
Phoning her isn't going to do any good. Go on over and see her.
You think I should?
The only way to get together is to get together.
It is? Where's Mother?
Why, I think she's reading the paper in the dining room.
She is? Well, gee, you know, maybe I'll take your advice. Does this suit look all right? I mean, to go out in?
It looks fine.
Boy, I wonder if Mother'd mind if I took Kathleen one of those roses.
What's that?
Well, the only reason I suggest it is because, well, sometimes a flower sort of straightens everything out.
Well, don't take one of those. Here's 15 cents. Stop in at the florist on the way and start from scratch.
What's that?
Nothing. Go see who's on the phone.
You know, Father, I'm just going to walk right over there. And if she won't see me, I'm going to tell Mr. Anderson how unreasonable she is. Because he always seems to like me. Hello?
Hello, is Henry Aldrich there?
Yes, this is Henry. Who's this?
Why, this is...
Who is it?
Well, this is Mr. Anderson.
Who?
This is Kathleen's father, Henry, and I want to have a talk with you.
Oh, gee whiz, I was just speaking of you, Mr. Anderson. How are you?
Well, that isn't the point.
What's that?
Henry, I don't want any more of this here nonsense. In the future, I want you to stop bothering Kathleen. Do you hear me?
I've been bothering her.
I don't want to see you within even a block of this house. Do you hear me?
Well, look, Mr. Anderson... Is this Mr. Anderson?
Sure. Is this Henry Aldrich?
Yes, only gee whiz. You mean I can't see Kathleen at all?
She'd much rather see other fellas, like Charlie Clark. Now, there's a young man with something to it.
But, gee, Mr. Anderson.
Henry!
Yes, Mother. Just a minute, Mr. Anderson.
Is that Mr. Anderson you're talking with?
Why, yes.
Well, dear, as soon as you're through, I want to talk to him.
Well, frankly, Mother, I'm all through now.
Let me have the receiver, please. Hello, Mr. Anderson.
What's that?
This is Mrs. Aldrich. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I've got to go now.
I'd like to ask you one or two questions first. To begin with, what are you doing Sunday afternoon?
Were
you and Mr. Aldrich planning to do something Sunday afternoon?
Well,
you were planning to play golf, weren't you?
You admit it,
don't you?
Yes, I guess so.
That's exactly what I thought. And that's all I wanted to know. And I'd like to say this. If you and Sam didn't want to go to that luncheon with Mrs. Anderson and me, you needn't have each beaten around the bush by sending us flowers.
What's that?
I know all about it. And frankly, Mr. Anderson, quite frankly, I can't... Mr. Anderson, can you hear me? Mr. Anderson! Hello?
Alice, who was that you were talking to?
Sam, I don't think I'm ever going to speak to you again.
Why do you say that? What's happened?
All I can say is, even if you and Mr. Anderson wanted to go to that luncheon, we wouldn't let you. We wouldn't even be seen with you. I wouldn't... The door instead of just standing there.
The door? Oh.
Never mind now. I'll answer it.
Hello there, Mrs. Aldrich.
What's that?
This is Mr. Anderson. Hello.
What's that?
Is Sam here?
Mr. Anderson, wasn't I just... Wasn't I... Mr. Anderson, who was that?
Charlie Clark, I don't want to ever speak to you again.
Now, wait a minute, Kathleen. Let me explain.
I've never been so embarrassed. Charlie Clark, you get right out of this house.
But, Kathleen...
Thank you.
Sam, would you like to read this evening paper?
No, thank you. I have this book.
A new magazine came today. Would you like to see that?
Alice, I have this book.
Well, is there anything I can do for you?
No, thank you. I'm just fine here the way I am.
I'll answer the phone, everybody.
Sam, I wonder whether Mary wouldn't like to go to that luncheon with me in your place.
What's that?
Sam, I wouldn't even hear of your going. The more I think of it, you've worked hard all week. You need to get out and play some golf and get some fresh air.
What's that? You don't want me to go with you as I'd planned to?
Sam, whatever gave you an idea like that? And, dear, I'd also like to tell you how beautiful those lovely roses are.
You mean you really like them?
Father!
Henry, your father's in here. He's resting.
Oh, he is?
Yes, dear, and I'm going to run upstairs and get him his slippers.
Now, Alice!
You'll be a lot more comfortable, Sam.
Father, can you account for a thing like this?
A thing like what?
Well, I just had a phone call, see, and she whizzed.
What's the matter?
Kathleen, why, out of a clear blue sky, well, she... Boy, I've never seen anybody so nice. She even asked me to come over.
Well?
How do you account for a thing like that? Why is she suddenly so nice for no reason at all?
How do you account for her not being nice before?
Well, I was going to ask you that, too.
Don't ask me, Henry. You've come to the wrong man.
You mean a case like that is sort of unusual?
Well, you run into them occasionally. Now, let me read my book. It's about a man who loves a dog. Hello?
Hello, Father. I'm over at Kathleen's. Can you hear me?
I can. What's happened?
Well, look, I want some more advice. Well, I gave Kathleen that flower you told me to get her. Well, all she did was cry. And I can't make out whether she doesn't like that kind, or whether she thinks there should have been more of one, or what. And what should I do?
She took the flower, though, didn't she?
Yes, sure.
All right, then. Sit down and read something and let her figure out what to do.